Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, I'm okay. Just got knocked over, that's all. No damage done.
Thank goodness. That was close.
Whew, it sure was. Funny that ceiling coming loose right at that moment.
It wasn't funny at all.
Hello? Who's in here? Hello?
Over here.
What are you doing here? What do you want?
My name's John Whitaker, and
I don't care who you are. What are you doing on this property? You're trespassing.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't see any signs.
You need a sign to tell you not to come into a burned-out wreck? Are you fools?
I'm sorry. You're right. We shouldn't have come in. I very nearly got myself killed by...
I can see what happened. I'm not blind.
Excuse me for asking, but who are you?
The name's Ullman, and I'm the caretaker of this property.
You live here?
In a cottage in the woods behind. What's it to you?
We didn't know anyone was connected with the Tate House anymore.
Why should you? It's none of your business. Now be on your way.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're going.
Nothing like a little warmth and friendliness.
Obviously not the sociable type. Come on.
Look, Mr. Whitaker, it's the police.
What in the world is going on here?
It's best that we know.
Excuse me. Make way, please. Excuse me.
Whit, Lucy.
Hello, Whit.
Is everybody all right? You guys will never guess what happened.
You're right. What is all this?
Well, Kent Wakefield was here and he was acting really strange. And he grabbed me by the arm and I have a bruise, see?
You called the police because of a bruise?
Well, no, not exactly. I screamed and Scrub called the police.
Well, where's Kent now?
It's weird. He got upset and kept apologizing for scaring me and then ran off. I'm telling you, Whit, he's got problems, if you know what I mean. I'm scared he might do something to himself.
I've got the squad cars keeping an eye out for him. It wouldn't hurt to pick him up, just to check on him.
Let me through, please. Pardon me. Excuse me. Mr. Whitaker.
Mr. Wakefield. Good timing.
My nephew, he's been here, hasn't he?
Apparently he has. Connie, Detective Aldridge, this is James Wakefield.
Hi.
He's Kent's uncle by adoption. You know Lucy.
Hello.
Of course I do. Well, where is he? He didn't hurt anyone, did he?
Well, I've got a bruise right here.
Oh, everything's fine.
I knew this would happen. He'll only get worse the longer he's here. I told you, he's a very sick man.
Well, he may have problems, Mr. Wakefield, but I've learned some things you should hear.
The Tate House. I know.
You know?
Of course I do. It's a remarkable coincidence, isn't it?
Oh, I'd call it more than a coincidence. It matches everything Kent has said.
Of course it does, of course.
Then,
Mr. Whitaker, he's done this before. He goes into a town where a family suffered in a house fire and pretends like it happened to him, like it's his past. That's why I must get him out of here. Indulging it will only hurt him. It could send him over the edge.
I think he's pretty close to the edge already.
Connie.
And it would help a lot if you would stop wasting your time investigating his story. You nearly got yourself killed earlier, and it would have been for nothing. If you want to help, help me find Kent.
I'm sorry about all the fuss, Whit. You know, calling the police.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sure Kent gave you quite a scare.
Well, he sure did. Well, I guess that's that. No mystery, no article. Just a poor, sad, crazy man running around shaking people up with his imagination.
Well said. If it's the truth.
What? Now, Whit, you heard what Mr. Wakefield said.
I did. And I think he said more than he meant to.
What do you mean?
He said I almost got killed earlier today. How did he know?
Oh, I didn't mention it.
Well, neither did I.
You know, I was wondering what he meant by that. You almost got killed?
Oh, I'll explain later. The point is, there's something very suspicious about this whole thing. Lucy, I think we need to give your boss a call at the Odyssey Times.
You mean the investigation's still on?
Yes, I think it has to be. Until we know the truth. Well, thanks for seeing us again, Dale. Were you able to find out anything?
I had one of my assistants check our files and make a few calls.
And?
After the fire at the Tate House, Catherine Anderson died of smoke inhalation, and the son, Kenneth, was moved to a foster home. And that's it. No more information.
But what about Stephen Anderson, the father? The last thing we saw about him was that he was taken to the hospital still alive.
Again, nothing. I can only assume that he died later, or young Kenneth wouldn't have been put up for adoption.
Well, somebody must have a record, though.
I could try to call the hospital.
Wait, I have a better idea. We'll go talk to Dr. Morton. She'll know how to find out.
Whit, Lucy?
Did you find anything, Dr. Morton?
I had to crawl around in the cabinets in the basement a little. It was a long time ago, before they put everything on computers.
Well, thank you for checking. Was Stephen Anderson's file there?
That's the curious thing. Part of it was, but some of it seems to be missing.
Missing?
Oh, don't tell me. A clerical error.
I have no idea. The initial reports are there. They brought Stephen Anderson in, and he was severely burned. At the trauma unit, Dr. Newcastle discovered
that... Dr. Newcastle?
The attending physician.
Oh, go on.
Dr. Newcastle discovered that Stephen suffered from extensive smoke inhalation and possibly even brain damage. That's all there is. Everything else in the file is missing.
How strange. This family seems victimized by missing files. So nobody knows what became of Stephen Anderson?
Well, I cross-referenced our files in the morgue and there was no record of him there.
What does that mean?
Unless he died somewhere else, it means that Stephen Anderson might still be alive.
This is amazing.
I don't know about amazing, but it certainly is mysterious. We have Kent Wakefield, who may really be Kenneth Anderson, but doesn't know it. Unless, of course, he's crazy. And now we have Stephen Anderson, who seems to have disappeared completely and... Oh, it's mind-boggling.
But if Stephen Anderson's alive and Kent is his son, then they haven't seen each other for years.
Exactly. They probably don't even know that the other one still exists. Come on, climb in.
Where are we going now?
Well, maybe a visit to Dr. Newcastle will help. You know that even if we find Stephen Anderson, that doesn't prove anything about Kent.
Stephen who?
Ah!
Oh, Kent. What are you doing back there?
You shouldn't leave your car doors unlocked. Any lunatic might sneak in.
You scared me.
I'm sorry.
It seems to be a specialty of yours. The police are looking for you, you know. You caused quite a commotion at Wits End.
I'm sorry about that, too. I got a little excited. I'm not really dangerous.
Well, what do you want?
I want to know what you found out.
Found out about what?
About me, my past. You've been checking. I know you have. You believed me from the very beginning.
Don't be so sure.
You have. You want to know the truth as much as I do. Help me, Mr. Whitaker. It's no accident that Wits End stirs my memories the way it does. What do you know?
Well, I shouldn't do this, but maybe we should drive out to the Tate House.
The Tate House? Yes! It's my house.
Do you remember it?
Yes. Yes. This is it. This is the one I keep dreaming about, remembering. I don't believe it. No wonder Wits End was such a memory jogger. They're identical.
Close enough. Can you tell me exactly what you remember when you look at it?
It's you again. I thought I told you to get off my property. I'll call the police. I will.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Allman, but we had to...
Wait a minute. Mrs. Allman? Yes, I know you.
What? That's impossible. You... No. No, it couldn't be. No. Go away. I'll call the police. Go away. Go away.
Wait. Wait.
Kent, let her go. You're in enough trouble already.
But I recognize her. What is she doing here?
She's the caretaker. She lives in the cottage behind the house.
Who do you think she is?
I'm not sure, but I know her. I do.
Come on.
Where are we going?
I'm taking you back to my house where you're going to have to stay put, at least until I can figure out what to do.
But you believe me, don't you?
I don't know what to believe, which is why I want you safely out of the way at my house. Now let's go.
Kent will stay at your house?
Well, I hope so. Ah, Here it is. Dr. T. Newcastle.
He must be pretty old now.
Dr. Morton said he retired, Lucy. Retirement doesn't mean you're old.
Yes, can I help you?
Dr. Newcastle?
Yes, that's me. Though I don't get called doctor much anymore. Retired a few years ago, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm John Whittaker, and this is Lucy Schultz.
Nice to meet you. I don't take patients anymore, you know.
No, sir, but we wanted to ask you a few questions about a case you handled a number of years ago.
What kind of number of years? The old memory isn't what it used to be, you know.
Still, we'd like to try. The records at the hospital are missing, and, well...
Don't dilly-dally in the hall. Come on in. You want some tea, coffee, or lemonade?
Not for me, thanks.
No, thank you.
Then let me find my bag. It's been a while since I've done any checkups, you know.
We're not here for a checkup, Dr. Newcastle. We just want to ask you some questions.
Questions? About what?
Stephen Anderson.
What about him?
You remember him?
Not at all. What about him?
He was a patient of yours about 20 years ago. You treated him at the hospital for severe burns and smoke inhalation after the Tate House fire.
The Tate House?
Yes.
I remember the Tate House fire. Nasty that was. The woman died, and there was a husband.
Stephen?
That's him. Horribly burned. Disfigured. Nothing we could do. Bad smoke inhalation, too.
You said you thought he suffered from brain damage.
Not surprised. That poor man, you knew to look at him, he'd never be the same again.
Well, what happened to him?
Can't rightly remember. I expect the hospital would have it in their files. I retired, you know.
Well, the files are gone, Dr. Newcastle. We can't find out what happened to him.
Files are gone? Well, I suppose we could look in my journals.
Journals?
What journals?
Here they are. I put a marker in the pages about Stephen Anderson. I'd forgotten all about him.
Thank you.
We had him in the hospital for several months before he got moved.
Moved?
Transferred out to, where was it? Not a private hospital, private care. That's right.
Well, according to your journal, you met Stephen Anderson's brother-in-law.
That's right. I remember now. He came in several times to talk about Stephen. At first, I didn't get his name. Real mysterious fella. I remember thinking he was very wealthy. Of course, he'd have to be to take care of Stephen back at the house.
Which house?
It's right in there, isn't it? They moved him back to Tate Lodge.
You mean house, don't you? Tate House?
Don't be silly, girl. The Tate House burned down years ago. Besides, he never could have navigated those stairs in a wheelchair.
Stephen was in a wheelchair?
Not Stephen, the brother-in-law. I know I wrote his name down there somewhere. Look it up. It was, George. No, John. No,
James.
What?
It's right here. James Wakefield.
Bingo! Real nice fella.
James Wakefield was Catherine Anderson's brother?
And Stephen Anderson's brother-in-law. That's usually how it works.
But wait a minute. If Kent really is Kenneth Anderson, then...
James Wakefield isn't Kent's adopted uncle. He's Kent's real uncle.
Huh?
Kent. Kent.
Where is he?
I don't know. Check upstairs, will you? I'll check the kitchen. Oh, what now? Yes?
Whit, I'm glad I found you. I've been looking for you all over the place.
Well, we've been all over the place. Lucy, is he up there?
No. Did you check the kitchen? Maybe he left a note.
Will you two stand still for a minute? I found a connection in your little mystery.
James Wakefield is Catherine Anderson's brother.
You know?
Only that much. What did you find out?
Well, that and the Wakefield family was one of the richest in Pittsburgh.
Don't tell me. Catherine Wakefield, later Anderson, was the heir to the family fortune until she died in the Tate House fire.
Right. You're getting pretty good at this, aren't you?
Well, not really. Anyway, since James Wakefield is the last surviving member, he got all the money.
Ah, that's what's so strange. You see, James was the black sheep of the family. He nearly got disinherited because he was in and out of trouble so much as a young man. So, according to their father's will, Catherine was the heir, and if anything happened to her, her husband and children would get the family fortune. Only if something happened to them would James get anything.
Let me get this straight. The only reason James Wakefield has the family money is because Catherine and her family are out of the way?
Right.
Except that they're not out of the way. Lucy, check the kitchen, will you please?
Sure.
If Kent Wakefield really is Kenneth Anderson, then he's the heir to the family fortune.
That's how it looks to me.
Which makes it very important that we find Kent right away. He could be in trouble.
Worse than you think, Mr. Whittaker. He left a note on the kitchen table. He remembered who Mrs. Ullman was and went back to Tate Lodge to find her.
Tate Lodge? Doesn't he mean Tate House?
No. That must be the name of the cottage behind the house. We have to hurry.
What was that?
It's you.
Yes, please listen. I know you.
Do you want me to call the police?
You were the housekeeper for my family. I called you Ollie's when I was a boy. I know I did.
Please, go away before it's too late. I wish you salesmen would quit bothering me.
No, don't close the door.
That's right, Mrs. Ullman. Don't close the door. Let him in.
No.
Let him in.
Uncle James, what are you doing here?
I should ask you the same question. You were a bad boy to run away from me again.
I know. I'm sorry. What in the world is that?
That's our own Stephen. Stephen, come in.
No, Mr. Wakefield. Don't get him involved.
Don't be ridiculous. He's already involved. Stephen! Stephen!
No! What?
Say hello, Stephen.
What's this all about, Uncle James? What are you doing here?
Get the syringe ready, Mrs. Ullman.
What's going on here? Tell me what's going on.
I'm going to take you home, that's all.
I'm not ready to go home.
Hold him, Stephen, hold him.
No! Let me go! Stop!
Give him the shot, Mrs. Ullman.
No!
Please, sir.
It's the best thing for everybody. Give him the shot so he'll sleep comfortably going home.
No, don't do this. No!
Hold him still, Stephen.
No, please, Mrs. Ullman. Ouch! Stop it!
Good, good, good. Just a few seconds, and you'll have a nice rest.
All done, sir.
Thank you. This whole thing will settle down once I get you home.
Listen to me. It's too late. Mr. Whittaker knows.
Knows what?
He knows all about... You can't take me back. He knows.
What do you think he meant by Whittaker knowing?
I have no idea, sir.
I tried to warn him off. He's been poking his nose into everything.
You got rid of all the records.
Maybe I slipped up. I don't know how deep Whittaker was digging. What am I going to do?
Please, just put Kent in the car and go. Leave us in peace. Stephen, please, take Kent.
No, wait. Wait, I have to think. I could take him back, but if Whittaker knows, then the police will come after me later. This may call for some drastic action.
Drastic?
What else can I do? A tragic accident. It's the only way.
No!
Stephen, take him!
Listen to me. I won't be party to murder.
Do you think I like it any better than you? Or would you prefer that we let him live so that Whittaker can ruin it for all of us? What do you think will become of you or your precious Stephen, huh? Do you think he'll enjoy life in an institution or as a circus sideshow freak?
No.
Then don't stand about.
Wait. Please. There must be another way. We can't.
I don't know what else to do. We have to get rid of him.
No. No! If this is what it's come to, why didn't you kill him years ago? Why didn't you get it over with then?
Because he's my sister's son. I couldn't kill my own flesh. What are we going to do?
Give yourself up. That's probably the best thing.
Whittaker.
All the pieces fell into place, Wakefield. It's over.
No.
Why don't you have Stephen carry his son out to my car?
Yes. Of course. Come on, Stephen. Let's carry him out.
Wakefield?
It's over.
So after the fire, James Wakefield, being the almost disinherited black sheep of the Wakefield family, couldn't be found. With no next of kin, Kent was put in foster homes and Stephen remained in the hospital. But several months later, Wakefield somehow found out what happened and then decided to use the tragedy for his own purposes, to get the family fortune.
That's when he suddenly showed up as next of kin and had Stephen Anderson moved from the hospital to Tate Lodge, where Mrs. Ullman kept him under wraps.
But why would she go along with that?
Well, she was the Andersons' housekeeper before the fire. Perhaps she did it out of a sense of loyalty. Maybe it was a displaced love.
But what about Kent?
Well, I can answer that. Kent, very young and emotionally scarred by his experience, was moved from foster home to foster home. Again, Wakefield used the confusion of the situation to get rid of Kent's records and hide his true identity. With Kent out of the way, Wakefield got the family fortune.
But why did he adopt him later?
Well, probably for security, to make absolutely sure he could be hidden away.
That's terrible. The love of money is the root of all evil.
When I think of the years that have been lost to Stephen and Kent because of one man's greed, it makes me want to...
Wait, Whit. Here comes Kent.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Kent.
Hi, Kent.
I just wanted to stop in to say thanks for all you've done and to say I'm sorry for scaring you, Connie.
I'll get over it.
What are your plans now, Kent?
I'm on my way back to the police station to finish giving my statement. Then I'm going to the hospital to see my father. It feels strange to say it. My father. Just to spend time. Maybe try to make up for some of what we've lost.
Do you think he knows who you are?
I want to believe he does. Maybe one day he really will. Anyway, thank you. Thank you all.
God bless you, Kent. Kenneth.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye, Kent.
Bye. What do you think will happen to him?
After he goes through the pain of testifying against his uncle and Mrs. Ullman at the trial, I expect he'll begin a very difficult journey to a normal living.
It's awful.
Well, speaking of normal living, maybe we should get back to ours.
Yeah, good idea. After an experience like this, how can anything be normal again?
Only by the grace of God.
Time and time again, we've seen how greed destroys lives. Even the innocent suffer from its consequences. Sometimes it happens quickly. Sometimes it takes years. But you can be sure that eventually the poison of greed will take its toll and the truth will be found out, just like it did in our story of the mysterious stranger. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Mysterious Stranger was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.